On this week's episode, let's talk about the most stupid election in Ireland. The most convoluted, undemocratic and hard to understand method of electing part of a parliament that we could possibly think of. I am talking, of course, about the Shannon. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and a very happy new year to all of you. Welcome to Let Me Explain and... let's just say it, a newer, shinier, let me explain. For over the break, we took home a couple of awards at the Irish Pod Awards. Silver in the News and Current Affairs Podcast of the Year category. And then bronze, if you don't mind, in the Male Host category, which was a nice little surprise over the breaks. Thank you very much to the judges in both of those categories. Lovely accolade to win and very much appreciated. On this episode, we are talking about one of the most confusing elections around, the race to the Shannon. And you can probably already pick up in my tone some criticism of the Shannon. So let me start with the idea and the ideal of what it's supposed to be. Here's the theory. The Dáil is elected by everyone, or at least everyone who votes, and is where most of the legislation is introduced and kicked off and generally thought of as the more serious chamber. But the Dáil is not omnipotent, it doesn't know everything, and it doesn't represent every viewpoint in society very clearly. I mean, especially if you're, say, a woman or someone of colour. God forbid, in the society we live in, very little representation in the Dáil. So the way the Shannon is designed is to have another chamber to debate legislation and to bring points to national attention, with that chamber made up of people from different walks of life, to bring a bit more variety to the Oireachtas in general. And the way that they try to do this is by filling panels with people who have an expertise in a certain area, those panels being culture and education, agriculture, labour, industrial, commercial and administration. So in theory, anyone running for one of those panels must have an expertise in a particular walk of life, and by being in the Shannon would bring that to legislation and bring maybe some of the common sense that people are always saying they're wanting, or at least some politicians are saying is always lacking. So take, for example, culture and education. The people who can run for that, and I'm quoting here, is people having a knowledge and practical expertise of the following interests and services, namely the national language and culture, literature, art, education, and such professional interests, with those interests being law and medicine, including surgery, dentistry, veterinary medicine, and pharmaceutical chemistry. So, that feels that one panel of five senators is as broad as Gaelgors and chemists. In practice, though, the panels are stacked by the political parties, and it can be quite hard to make a breakthrough outside of that for reasons we will get into shortly. So those panels make up 43 of the 60 senators elected. Another 11 are entirely in the gift of the Taoiseach of the day. Whoever is Taoiseach gets to pick 11 people they like to be senators, and it can be literally anybody. In the last Shannon and the upcoming one, it so happened that they were split between the government parties. It's probably going to be the same this time around, with 6 for Fianna Fáil and 5 for Fine Gael. In 2016, during the Confidence and Supply Agreement, Micheál Martin was offered 3 of those Senate appointees by Enda Kenny, and he actually at the time picked independent candidates rather than Fianna Fáil, experts in their field like the Pieta House founder Joan Freeman, for example. But this time it's expected the appointments will be political, including some of those who fail to win maybe their own Shannon race on a panel but might be considered rising stars for each party. So that's what, 43 plus 11, 54 of the 60 seats we have already filled. The final 6 Shannon seats are elected from the universities. But here's the rub, not every university. And again, here is where the Shannon election process goes from being elitist to uber elitist. Only graduates of an NUI college or of Trinity College Dublin have a vote in these elections, and they'll elect 3 candidates to a panel each, making up those last 6 seats. So basically a little over 200,000 people will decide those Shannon positions. Much more democratic than the other seats, but still pretty poor, it would have to be said. Now, way back in 1979, people voted in a referendum to change that and to expand the franchise out to other university and college graduates. And the government eventually did that in 2024, 45 years after the fact. So for the next Shannon election, there will be a new panel which will include all university and most third level graduates. They will be able to vote. But in typically truly baffling fashion, the deadline to register to vote in that election, which probably won't come until 2030, is the 23rd of January this year. So in 2 weeks' time. You'd have to think it will at some point open again, but to get your application in is very important if you want to guarantee a vote in 5 years. So that is the panels and the makeup. Now let's get into how the 43 panel senators are actually elected. Here's where it gets even more fun. Now, if you thought 200,000 people was a small electorate, more than 70% of the Shannon will be elected by a total of 1,175 people. That includes all 174 TDs elected last November, the outgoing 60 senators, and the 941 local councillors across the country. So, politicians voting for politicians. Unfair, outdated, and of course completely open to party politics. So for example, Sinn Féin is the second largest party in the Dáil. Lots of people gave that party a first preference vote. It was quite popular in the recent election, and yet it is really going to struggle to get an awful lot of senators elected because Sinn Féin had a terrible local elections. So the pool of Sinn Féin voters is pretty small this time around, while Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil will be the two dominant forces again, you would suspect, which means the Shannon should have a government majority yet again. Now, the proponents of the Shannon will argue, actually, this is fair. People voted in the local elections to make FFG the biggest two parties. They voted heavily for them in the Dáil elections too, and so really, this is just an extension of the will of the people, albeit decided by the politicians they elected. But doesn't that feel like a bit of a stretch? Then, to add a further layer of intrigue, there are inside and outside nominations to the Shannon. So if you want to run to become a senator, you've got two ways of doing it if you want to get on those panels. The inside method is by getting the backing of four Oireachtas members, TDs or outgoing senators. This is how the political parties usually ensure the names they want get on the ballot paper, get four of your TDs to back, say, a failed Dáil election candidate, and they are on the ballot they are going to be voted for. The outside method is to get the backing of an institution on a set list, including the likes of trade unions, to back you, and you are effectively their candidate in the race. And in theory, this is to support a plurality of voices getting on the ballot paper. So, for example, Adrian Cummins, the head of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, is running, having been nominated by the Restaurants Association of Ireland. The list of those who can nominate is long. It is also wildly, wildly varied. So you're talking about the Royal Irish Academy, the INTO, the Irish National Teachers Organization, the Law Society, Royal College of Surgeons, the Countrywomen's Association, the Federation of University Teachers, the National Youth Council, the Irish Grain and Feed Association, the Irish Thoroughbred Breeders Association, Antashka, the Irish Pharmacy Union can nominate someone, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, which I think has nominated at least two people this time around, the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, the Insurance Institution of Ireland, the Institution of Advertising Practitioners in Ireland, the Vintners Association, the Electrical Industries Federation of Ireland, the Irish Computer Society, Irish Planning Institute, the Irish Country Houses and Restaurants Association, the Local Authority Members Association, the Caravan Camping and Mobile Home Society, Retail Excellence Ireland, Irish Foster Care Association, the Irish Deaf Society, Threshold, Immigrant Council of Ireland, and the Freight Transport Association of Ireland, along with the Irish Postmasters Union. Just to give you a flavour of the kinds of organisations that can nominate to the different panels. So that's your sort of an outside method of getting in. And in some cases, candidates from a political party will get the backing of an outside body. This happened, for example, with the outgoing senator from Sinn Féin, Paul Gavin. He got the backing of ICTU, but the party was supporting other candidates, and so he's decided not to actively campaign and seek to be a senator. Or in Fine Gael's case, the party took no Dáil seat in Cork South West, for example, with candidates Tim Lombard and Noel O'Donovan both failing to get elected. O'Donovan has been tapped as the future by the party. He was given an inside nomination, while Lombard had to secure outside backing to run. So you can get the backing of four TDs or senators, or an outside organisation, and then you have to canvass as many councillors and Oireachtas members as possible. That's a tough, tough election circuit, particularly if you're an independent or someone from outside the system. And that's ultimately why I think it fails at being a more representative body than the Dáil. And in many cases, it's, you know, failed Dáil election candidates who are being put on the ballot anyway. So now we hopefully kind of have an understanding of how it all works. What are the most interesting races in 2025? Well, on the Cultural and Educational panel, former Senator Sean Kyne is seeking re-election for Fine Gael, despite saying he'd leave politics after missing out on a Dáil seat in Galway West. Fianna Fáil's Lorraine Clifford Lee is contesting to win back a Shannon seat, but may not have the total backing of the party because Joe Flaherty, who lost his seat in November, he's a candidate along with Teresa Costelone, and she is a breast cancer survivor, who did well in Dublin South West, where she may be the succession plan for John Lahart. She could also be one of Micheál Martin's Shannon nominees if she doesn't win a seat, I think. Environmentalist Aina Ní Lána is seeking a seat, as is Councillor Maureen McGrath, the daughter of TD Matty McGrath. And former Sinn Féin TD Pauline Tunley will contest against the former presidential hopeful Liam Ní Riada. The agriculture panel is, frankly, absolutely stacked with candidates who didn't win a Dáil seat in November, including the former Green Party junior minister Malcolm Noonan. The Labour panel includes outgoing senators Gerard Crockwell, Pat Casey and Robbie Gallagher. Former minister Anne Rabbitt also contests that for Fianna Fáil. Former Sinn Féin TD Chris Andrews is on the ballot, while his party mate Dahi Doolin is there as an outside candidate and wasn't included on the Sinn Féin press release. The industrial and commercial panel is interesting. Stormont's economy minister, Conor Murphy, is contesting for Sinn Féin in some cross-border politicking. XTD's Matt Shanahan and Alan Farrell, they're on the ballot with the previously mentioned Adrian Cummins. Singer Frances Black, too, looking to keep her Shannon seat alongside some up-and-coming female politicians, including Labour's Laura Harman, Linda Murray-Nelson of Fine Gael and Joan Hopkins from the Sock Dems. While the admin panel includes the former Army Ranger and TD Cathal Berry and Fianna Fáil Senator turned independent Eugene Murphy, the NUI electors panel has three clear favourites, the three existing senators, Michael McDougall, Alice Mary Higgins and Ronan Mullen. But the Trinity College panel, that's spicy. Definitely the first time it has been described as spicy, I can almost guarantee you that. Existing senators Tom Clonan and Lynn Ruan are contesting the election, but so is the former Green Party Minister Oisin Smith and the former Green Party Lord Mayor Hazel Chu. Environmentalist Sive O'Neill, who ran for Labour in the general election, she's also on the ballot, along with the former rugby player Hugo McNeil. And seeking a return to politics, the former Senator and Minister for Children, Catherine Zappone. So despite it being quite a convoluted election, there are plenty of big names and people who would like to become big names on the ballot. If you're interested in voting the next time around, go to shannonvoter.ie to get on the expanded list of graduates to vote. All of the voting likely to be finished by the end of January, so we should know what the next Shannon will look like by then, whether we'll have a government by then. Well, that's a slightly different question altogether. Thanks for listening to this week's Let Me Explain. Don't forget to subscribe, and I will chat to you next week. Thank you.